One of the questions we seldom ask ourselves when we hear the explanation of the parable is, what does our Lord mean by this word, word? What is the word? This is a key New Testament word. But what does it mean? In speaking to Timothy, Paul says, this I charge you with before God, in the presence of God, and of Jesus Christ, his only Son, who is the Savior and coming to save the world and so forth, preach the word. So what's the word? It's the expression of everything that is real that leads to eternal life. That there is a God. That he loves us. He has created us. He has redeemed us. He has sent his Son, Jesus Christ, among us. And Jesus taught us, healed us, and in an act of love died for our sins, rose again from the dead, poured out the Holy Spirit and espoused the church to himself, so that we are his body and we live his life. We are the physical presence of Christ on earth. And our duty is to praise God and love him and obey him and preach the word to the whole world. That's the word. Remember how Mary Magdalene sat at Jesus' feet and heard and listened to the word. Anything that takes even a part of that and develops it, preaches it, teaches it, you see, that's the word. Now our responsibility is twofold. You notice this explanation, there's a key word in it, in Matthew, which is not in the other Gospels. The seed sown on the path is the one who hears the word of the kingdom without understanding it. Without understanding it. And the evil one comes and steals away what was sown in his heart because he didn't understand it. Now, when we speak about not understanding, we usually mean something escapes our mental powers. I don't understand Einstein's theories, you know. But it can't mean that here, can it? Because the one who doesn't understand it is held reprehensible. So what does it mean? There must be some interior effort. The word that Matthew uses here means to put together, to hear it and see how it affects my life. To really hear it and to make efforts to pray, to ponder the Word. That's why we call the whole Bible the Word. See, without understanding it, it's not that it was, you know, pronounced in Russian or something, we didn't understand it. It's that there's no interior effort to lay hold of it, to grasp it, to relate it to ourselves. Why am I hearing this? What does it mean? Is this really the meaning of all reality? Then how does my life measure up against it? You know, am I living as though I know that this is the core of reality? Or am I living at the tips of my fingers, distracted by everything, or attached to power, money, sensuality, whatever, so that I don't grasp and respond to this word? Then it goes on about the rocky ground and receiving it and then forgetting it. Too much. Lasts only a time. When some tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, he immediately falls away. Among thorns, So one who hears the word, but then worldly anxiety and the lure of riches choke the word, and it bears no fruit. How many people, they go to Mass every Sunday, but their life, especially around here, is choked. It's preoccupation with the mortgage, with the house, with the job, with the stock market, with what Obama's doing, with all these cares. And so it bears no fruit. On the contrary, the seed sown on rich soil is the one who hears the word and understands it, takes it in, ponders it. This work of God is the very center and energy of my life. And whatever is not able to respond and be in accord with that, I have to eliminate. Whether it be pride or sensuality or revenge, or it's got to go. This one bears fruit and yields 100 or 60 or 30-fold. 100-fold of wheat is an enormous crop. So I often think of this, you know, at the end of a retreat, at the end of a, you know, we've been working all week on the word. Now what's going to happen to it? We could also say that about ourselves every morning. We hear the word every day. We ponder the word. We pick up the word. That's why people pick up the Bible and read it. Hungry for the word. And so Matthew is given his very profound version of our Lord's explanation. It's the same as the others, except by using that word understand, he opens up a dimension of our Lord's intention that we could miss. It's not just fortuitous. I hear the word, I forget it, I get choked away. You know, it's not fortuitous. There's an effort. The effort is to understand it, so that the power that it has in its own right takes root in my heart and changes me.